all the bellowing and complaining, there'd be a few people who would realize that, you know, God must have meant an awful lot to Noah, that he was willing to make that kind of a sacrifice to him. And when Jim Elliot and his colleagues gave up their lives in an unsuccessful attempt to reach the Alka Indians with the gospel, and then when the original missionaries to Africa marched unflinchingly into the dark continent and promptly gave up their lives and succumbed to all the illnesses like everybody said would happen, and when the Cambridge Seven gave up their prospects of illustrious careers at the head of all their peers working in a comfortable, civilized society in order to go live in primitive places and therefore claim the glory of God, the whole world just lamented such a waste, such a loss of human potential and human ability. Well, you know, such sacrifices are never wasted. Even when God's messengers get hewn down before they even get to the mission field. Because such sacrifices illustrate more eloquently than anything else the great worthiness of our God. And in every one of those instances that I just gave, there were countless hundreds of people who, after all the lamenting and after all the bewailing, couldn't escape the nagging realization that, you know, there must be something there, something exceedingly worthwhile that these people would sacrifice like that for their God. Because it's not what we're willing to receive from God that shows how much He's worth. It's what we're willing to give up for God that gives the world its most compelling glimpse of His great glory and His great worthiness. And so as we are possessed with this desire to live for the glory of God, we're going to be interested in missions because He's not being glorified out there. And then we're going to be willing to endure the suffering, the hardships, the sacrifices that are involved in that enterprise, because we know that that suffering is just one more opportunity to show the world the worthiness of our God. Well, come to the last point. What does that leave those of us who are not called to go, who are not called to evangelize in far-off places, who aren't called to sacrifice living in difficult and primitive conditions in order to promote the glory of God? Is there anything we can do for the matter of missions? Well, of course, you know already there is. We can serve God by serving the missionaries. Even as the missionary is sacrificing to go, we at home need to be prepared to sacrifice to send. And I'm not going to go through this, but there are 17 ways that we can, that I've discovered over the years as people have ministered to us as missionaries in a very difficult place, ways that people at home can make a significant contribution to the missionary effort overseas. And I've prepared not just these brief statements, but an outline under each one of practical things that you can do to help support the missionaries that you're sending to Central Asia. And it's on the back as you leave the sanctuary this morning. You can pick it up. But there are 17 ways that I've listed that we've benefited from as people have helped us from home. Well, you know what it is. Well, I want to look 3 John verses 6 through 8, a key passage that talks about the role that the Christians at home can have in the lives of their missionaries. This is John writing to Gaius, and he says in verse 6, "You will do well to send them on their way." He's referring to itinerant church planters, missionaries. "You will do well to send them on their way in a manner worthy of God. For they went out for the sake of the name, accepting nothing from the Gentiles." Well, if the missionaries that we're supporting are not serving themselves, but are indeed sacrificing for the sake of the name, we ought to support them, as this passage says, as we would support God Himself. And the wonderful thing is God will accept those sacrifices as being made unto Him. And I can say personally, as a part of a missionary family that has experienced years of hardship in a difficult mission field, they nevertheless have been the richest years of our lives. And we have experienced the truth of God's promise in Luke 18, verse 29 and 30, "There is no man that hath left house or parents or brethren or children or wife for the kingdom of God's sake, he shall not receive manifold more in this time, and in the world become life everlasting." And we've learned what it is to go to the mission field and think you're leaving everything behind, only to discover that you've got multiplied brothers and sisters and mothers and fathers and sons and daughters and houses and lands and vehicles and trucks and even vacation homes and hospitals and medical equipment and possessions that you don't actually own, but which you're free to use in the service of the Lord through what's made available by Christians who place themselves and their skills and their belongings wholly at the service of God's missionaries. And for a long time, we felt totally unworthy of this. We thought, these people just don't know who we really are. And somebody needs to do something to restrain them in their kindness and their goodness to us. But pretty soon we realized they weren't doing it in the first place because we were the Woodrows. They were doing it because we were the missionaries. Because they knew and they loved their God. And they were showing their great love for God by lavishing it upon those unworthy servants who served in His name. Well, the missionaries of Three Rivers Baptist Church have expressed their devotion to God and their esteem for His name and their willingness to go work in Central Asia. And that's not a mission to be undertaken lightly. And in the years to come, God and the world is going to behold just how worthy His name really is, the Three Rivers Baptist Church, in the sacrifices that they're going to have to make to stay on the field. But not only in the sacrifices they make, may you who are called to hold the ropes from home while they descend into that deep pit continue firm in your devotion to God and in your great esteem for His glorious name and the sacrifices you'll have to make in sending them and supporting them in Central Asia in a manner worthy of God Himself. We have a wonderful and a glorious God, and it's our privilege to live to that glory. We're going to be concerned about missions if we're really living that way. We're going to be concerned about evangelism right here where we are. And when the time comes to suffer, we're not going to be so quick to turn back because we recognize that sacrificing is another way that we can proclaim the worthiness of our God. Not only those who sacrifice to go, but those who are going to be called upon to sacrifice to send. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we are grateful to You that You have given us this high and this lofty mission that we can all be involved in seeking to glorify the name of Jesus Christ ourselves and then see it lifted up and exalted by multiplied other individuals in faraway places. And Lord, we pray that You would bless these missionaries that are coming forth, going forth from this congregation. We ask, Lord, that they might be shining lights that would direct many people to Jesus Christ. And Father, we pray that You would continue to fire their hearts and their strength and their resolve for serving You through the way that they themselves are served by the people here at home who lift them up in prayer and who minister to their every need. Father, we just pray that You do wonderful things for the name of Your Son, Jesus Christ, in whose name we do pray. Amen.
Let's stand and sing in response.
out of Noah and the flood, there'd probably be a